This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Our series about gentrification this week has been fundamentally a series about people, right? About how their personal economies are changing because their neighborhood, Highland Park, is changing. With that in mind, I went back out to our bureau yesterday at the corner of York Boulevard and Figueroa Street to talk with three of the people you have heard on the air this week. Vidal Reyna and Mickey Jackson have each lived in Highland Park for decades. He's a waiter in his family-owned restaurant. She's an artist, and she works for the AIDS Healthcare Foundation as well. Erica Daking moved in 3 years ago. She runs a vegetarian restaurant there called Kitchen Mouse. And it's worth a mention here that they met each other, all three of these people, for the first time when they sat down for this conversation. So I started by asking them what we have been asking you all week. What is gentrification? Vidal Reyna went first.
It's definitely been a transformation of the neighborhood. I just worry that part of the old neighborhood will be completely replaced.
Mickey, you're nodding.
Yeah, I have kind of been chased by gentrification from neighborhood to neighborhood because I'm not a wealthy person.
Erica, what about you? Gentrification is?
I think maybe people would consider me like I am the problem, the gentrifier. Like, I came to this neighborhood 3 years ago, and then I fell in love with the neighborhood. When I was opening Kitchen Mouse, I was thinking about...
Which is your restaurant.
Which is my restaurant. Yep. I was thinking, you know, now that I love the neighborhood, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to buy a house here or stay here. Or is it going to keep going and going and going? I'm a small business. I'm an independent business. My spot before was a check cashing place.
The spot where your restaurant
is. Yeah. So, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say I'm one of the people who chased anyone out. You know, I filled an empty space and I put in something I thought would be fair and good for the neighborhood.
Actually, one of my friends, Bonnie, I think, works at your place.
Oh, I love Bonnie.
Yeah. So, I mean, she has a job here. I mean, it's walking distance from her place. You know, people have to make a living. It's, you're opening up a business, giving people employment. There's nothing wrong with that.
I think there's waves of things that become gentrification. And a lot of the people who are in the early waves are like you. You know, as he said, they're an asset. But what happens is once the people who are small businesses have built and people begin to come and all that, then the large corporate businesses move in.
That's exactly
and that's
what I was
the
saying,
death knell.
You guys know, right, that there is money behind all this stuff that's happening. It's folks who are buying spaces. It's the folks who are back in your restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there is money driving a lot of this change.
There's money and then there's money.
Fair enough. Vidal, what about you? You're a waiter in your family's restaurant, right?
Uh-huh.
So in theory, you're busier.
We're doing good. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a different clientele coming in, clientele that tips better. The house that my wife and I bought, a duplex, we're able to rent the other unit. It helps us out with the mortgage, definitely.
Huh. Erica, I mean, you wouldn't be here if this place wasn't changing, right?
I don't know how to answer that. I guess that's true. But what I'm really liking, this place has amazing bones. And I love...
Yeah, it's like a good house, right?
I love seeing the houses being redone and cleaned up. And I'm afraid of condos. And I'm afraid of people bringing in ugly buildings. I love seeing people renovate what's already here.
A lot of people don't start noticing a neighborhood till it becomes hip and trendy. And the place has a rich history.
Mickey?
Change is going to happen. And the best you can do is figure out how to maximize the good parts and how to deal with the parts that are not great.
Thanks, you guys, a lot.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Mickey Jackson, Vidal Reyna, and Erica Daking at our bureau in Highland Park the other day. All right, same question to you then. What does gentrification look like where you live? Take a picture of it, tag it Gentrification Is, put it on Instagram, and we'll check it out. There are lots more personal stories, before and after gentrification pictures from Highland Park, videos as well, the whole smash. The website is yorkandfig.com.